You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On the 6th of January, Water Safety New Zealand revealed there have been 14 fatal drownings over the 2021-2022 holiday period. So far in 2022, the number of preventable drowning fatalities has been noted as 15. This is an 180% increase on the five-year average. Beaches were reported to count for 29% of fatal drownings over the holidays. Chris Emmett, Surf Life Savings National Club and Volunteer Development Manager, spoke about the issue with me today. I started off by asking why there has been an increase in drowning fatalities this summer.
I think you've got to look at quite a number of factors there. So for a start, we've had a marine heatwave summer. So the water's warm, the air temps are warm. It's been a great summer all round. I think we've had a day and a half of rain in the last 6 to 8 weeks. After that, that marine heatwave summer also brings an increase in swell on the east coast. We normally have quite good swell on the west coast, but it's brought an increase in swell and conditions on the east coast. And people are generally wanting to use the water to cool off, or going down the beach or going to rivers or going to lakes just to cool off and be a bit cooler in and around the water. So, and the other thing is we mustn't forget that people have been cooped up for 9 or 4 months, especially in Auckland. They've been buying toys instead of spending their discretionary money on overseas travel. So they're wanting to get out there and do things really. And that kind of leads to an overestimation of their skills and an underestimation of conditions sometimes as well. So there's a real mismatch and number of factors in there that's really contributing to things. Mainly it's the weather and the conditions really.
So what's the main concern that lifeguards have found regarding the water conditions?
I think it's just, for us, there's been no rest. It's been, there's just been surf all summer long. So since the start of December, the water's been up around 22 and a half to 24 degrees for most of the upper half of the North Island, which is warm. And we've had surf on both coasts generally most of the summer. We tend to get more incidents in and around the beaches when the surf's kind of moderate size, not large surf. Large surf people tend to stay away and tends to be really obvious. But when the surf's kind of in that half to a metre and a half size, that's when people tend to overestimate their abilities. And that's when you tend to get quite a few rips and holes developing.
Has lifeguard activity had to increase to match this?
No, we've kept our lifeguard activity to fairly similar to what we've done in past years. We have had really good buy-in from our lifeguards, so they have been available given the challenges of getting everything set up prior. Because remember, Auckland's been in lockdown until mid-December-ish, so lifeguards have been really conscientious and getting prepared for the summer and doing what they can within the constraints of what they've had to work in. So we've got something like 90 patrolled locations over the country. Some of those are satellite patrols, and that's from a base of 74 clubs across the country. So lifeguarding numbers, lifeguarding hours have been fairly similar to previous years. So we haven't seen COVID hasn't seen a massive decrease in that. Maybe a small decrease, but our people have been really good and conscientious and getting prepared for the season. So it's been a real positive.
And for individuals, how can they get a bit more involved in even life-saving skills or volunteering?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we've got 74 clubs across the country. The best way of getting involved is finding a club that suits suits the individual or family. Our clubs are really, most of them are really family orientated. So we cater for, generally we cater for children from the age of 6, 7, 8, right through to their parents. And we have a lot of their parents joining as well and becoming members and lifeguards. We've done this really, over the last 3 or 4 years, we've had a really great system where we've implemented a patrol support position where people that don't have the best swimming ability, so that was one of the barriers to being in our organisation, is you had to be able to swim quite well. So we've had this patrol support position created, and that's allowed people to join and contribute that aren't the best swimmers, and they obviously they don't go in the water. But what it does do is it encourages them to learn skills, lifeguarding skills outside of the water, and then develop that water sense in a safe environment. So that's been really good for us, and that's helped grow our membership. So what I'd do is I'd just encourage individuals to check out a club in their local area, or, you know, as I've said, we've got 74 clubs across the country. Check out a club in their local area and talk to someone about joining, and that's the best way. And most clubs have a really good system for getting people involved and getting them through either their patrol support award or their lifeguard award, depending on swimming ability.
For individuals who think maybe life-saving and lifeguarding isn't quite for them, how can they just keep themselves a bit safer over the summer season?
Oh, I think definitely, you know, choose the patrol beach, swim between the flags. Those are our key messages. You've got to, those are our baseline. You've got to go back to those. And, you know, if in doubt, stay out or swim with some friends. Don't go swimming by yourself. And generally just, you know, don't overestimate your ability or the conditions, or underestimate the conditions. That'd be our main messages.
And with the upcoming cyclone that's coming in, are you going to see a change in those conditions?
Yeah, so that cyclone, we actually put out some really good warnings about that prior to it, and we've seen really good levels of compliance across the especially the east coast of the North Island. And people have really taken heed of the warnings. So the cyclone pretty much started marching in, or we started to get swell and wind from it Thursday, Friday last week. That's really peaked as of this morning. I think the East Coast, the surf was massive this morning. It was kind of up around 8 to 10 foot on most beaches on the East Coast, especially down Coromandel through the Bay of Plenty. And that's kind of hitting the East Coast a little bit more now, around the East Cape and around into Gisborne. So that cyclone's kind of marched down the East Coast, and then it's kind of going to march off in the next couple of days. So you will, you know, conditions will probably peak where I live in Mount Maunganui right now, and they will start to subside over the next couple of days. But yeah, really, it's been really good actually to see people start to heed the warnings. And of course, yesterday we had the volcanic eruption in Tonga, so there was a general warning from civil defence that also kept people off the beaches, which was really, really quite well heeded as well.
That was Chris Emmett, Surf Life Savings National Club and Volunteer Development Manager, speaking about the increase in drownings and safe swimming.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.